One of the big sticking points at the climate summit in Cancun is how best to distribute the $30 billion promised under the Copenhagen Accord. The money, known as Fast Start Finance, is designed to help poor countries reduce their own carbon emissions and protect themselves against climate impact for the next 2 years. In Cancun, the climate change minister, Greg Combe, says Australia's commitment will go to fund projects in developing and emerging economies. But the bigger emerging economies, Brazil, India, China and South Africa, say they don't want the money. They insist the funding should go to the most vulnerable countries in Africa and the small island states. Jennifer Macy reports.
Fast Start Finance is designed to pay poor countries to build levees to protect against rising sea levels, grow drought-proof crops, or stop illegal logging. The $30 billion is meant to flow to developing countries over the next 3 years. This year in Cancun, environment ministers from around the world have been doling out their contributions. Australia's climate change minister, Greg Combe, made this announcement today.
Apart from the domestic action we are taking, the Australian government is also endeavouring to play a constructive role internationally. Today, Australia announced further allocations under the $599 million of Australia's committed Fast Start financing.
The bulk of Australia's $600 million will go to adaptation projects in the Pacific, Southeast Asia and Africa. $32 million will go to Indonesia to stop deforestation. $10 million is funding for renewable energy projects in poor countries. And another $10 million will help developing and emerging economies use carbon markets to cut their emissions.
Australia is delivering on Fast Start, and we will continue to provide regular and transparent information on the delivery of our Fast Start funds.
But there are some big and healthy economies like Brazil, South Africa, India and China that are still classified as emerging. They go by the acronym BASIC, and they say they don't want any of the Fast Start money. India's Environment Minister, Jairam Ramesh, told reporters in Cancun that the money should go to the least developed countries, or LDCs.
On Fast Start finance, I want to reiterate that all the BASIC countries have voluntarily said that they are not candidates for Fast Start finance. This $30 billion pledged at Copenhagen for 2010, 2011 and 2012 was meant for Africa, meant for the small island states and was meant for LDCs.
And he says much of the funding which was supposed to start flowing this year has been slow and sporadic.
Number two is the need to accelerate disbursements under the Fast Start Finance. So far, the Fast Start Finance has neither been fast nor has it started, and there has hardly been any finance. And Fast Start Finance was an essential part of the Copenhagen Accord.
The climate change advisor with Oxfam Australia, Kelly Dent, is also in Cancun. She says Fast Start Finance is crucial to building trust between rich and poor countries. But she says the bigger developing countries like India and China don't need extra help.
We are concerned, and it's one of the reasons we want to see a fair climate fund established so that money does go where it's most needed and not, for example, to the larger basic countries who have the capacity to be able to pay for their emissions reduction and also for adaptation.
Aid groups want the Fast Start Finance to be new and additional money. Kelly Dent says Oxfam commends Australia's allocation of Fast Start funding, but she's concerned that the money has come from the foreign aid budget.
And this is money that is needed to fight poverty. We need money to fight poverty. We need money to fight climate change. So we have some concerns about it.
Where should it be coming from?
We think that it should be coming from money that isn't earmarked for poverty alleviation. So obviously from the federal budget, but not from money that's earmarked for international aid and development. Climate change is a separate issue. What we like about the announcement is that it is very transparent about where the money's coming from. We have seen 50% of the money go to adaptation in poor countries and 50% towards mitigation. This is towards emissions reduction. This is significant because it's previous money has mostly gone to reducing emissions. So the fact that a lot is going to adaptation is extremely significant. So we like that. And we've also seen a significant amount of money going to the Pacific. which is also really important.
Oxfam's Kelly Dent says some countries have been double counting their fast start finance, that is, making the same announcement twice. She says this doesn't bode well for the larger long-term climate fund of $100 billion by 2020. And that's why international charities are pushing for any new climate aid fund to be managed by the United Nations.
Jennifer Macy. In a statement tonight, Greg Combe's office said none of Australia's fast start funding was going directly to Brazil, India, South Africa or China, and that it is drawn from a growing aid budget and doesn't divert funding from existing development programs.